I know you're hearing music right now. Don't get excited. They're not playing a song. They're just teasing you with actual art and entertainment. The suck will start in seconds. Now back to Rad Radio.
See? See? This is why I do it every, well, not every time. We joke and have fun about the fact that I gained 5 pounds in 3 weeks. I'll get another update for you next week. We get this email from a dude named Aaron who says, I'm a little bummed out. I'm 5'7", I'm 192. I never thought I was fat.
Oh.
Just a healthy dad bod.
Oh,
but now
no.
After hearing Rob is just under 5'11 and 170-something, and he's considered fat, now no. My feelings are hurt.
Oh, come on. He's not serious.
I hope not, but no. but you know there are people who are.
Yeah, Rob is not fat. That's why I can laugh at this.
Gosh.
If Rob was actually fat, I wouldn't participate.
Maybe he can pull his big girl panties up and get over it.
No, you're fine. And furthermore,
very big girl.
What matters is what you think, sir, not what everyone else thinks.
A lot happening here over the next hour and 20 minutes at the top of the hour, the Mixed Pick Sports Show. As always, weekdays at 10 a.m. on Rad TV, members.radradio.com, on the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And with the first half hour, we're going to be actually talking to a couple of podcast guys out of Philadelphia that Steve did a podcast with a couple weeks ago and said, okay, now you got to come on our podcast. And we've gotten a lot of our listeners have already written in questions for them. Like, you know, are Philly fans as bad as we say they are?
No.
We're going to talk about the Flyers not being in the playoffs, the Phillies almost going to the World Series last year.
Fun.
The Eagles and who they're going to draft next week.
Did you feel kind of cheated on when you found out he was a guest on another show?
You know I don't want to do that. I do one thing. I lead. I host. I do not follow.
Yeah.
Unless Brandon's hosting this show. And then I sit in the sidekick chair and try to pay attention.
See how hard it is?
And then at 11 a.m., two things. First of all, as with every weekday at 11 a.m., we do Classic Rad on the Rad Radio app and on 104.7 FM and 890 AM, where we go back at least 5 years. We go back 7 years today. This is a fun thing we've done a few times over the years. The most common mispronounced words, and we always get into those arguments over, okay, well, that's how it's supposed to be pronounced, but I'm not doing it. Like, one of the ones that comes up in this one is, it's not mischievous. That's not how it's pronounced, but that's what we all say. It's supposed to be mischievous.
No, stupid. That's dumb.
But we say mischievous, and then we just middle finger grammar
mischievous.
Or whatever.
And when someone says mischievous, you're like, you're not even saying it right.
So Classic Rad airs from 11 to 3. So you actually have to wait. We shouldn't have actually uploaded all the Rad TV stuff until 3 p.m. Oh, wait, but then we repeat the day's morning show. So we shouldn't have actually done it until tonight. But we'll do it as promised.
Oh, my God.
That's
at 11 a.m.
You're going to
break
people.
Me.
I know. We'll do it as promised. 11 a.m. Rad TV. You will get the first three episodes of Kyle's Corner.
Yes! Yay!
His new televised podcast on Rad TV will have future regular episodes moving forward. You will get all of the behind-the-scenes tours you've been asking for of the studios, the Rad Radio building, each of our offices, the break room, et cetera, all of that this morning on Rad TV. It'll live there forever. You can spend the weekend watching it. And then as we get into next week, new shows, new episodes, new series. Dawn's got two new shows. We got the podcast coming, the podcast and the probcast coming back and more, all on Rad TV. None of it can be seen unless you're a member at members.radradio.com.
The best things in life are free. We're going to help you pay some bills and fees with Rob's Change. With Rob's Change. Make your best guess and estimate the calculation in Rob's Jar of Change. With Rob's Change. With Rob's Change. With Rob's Change.
Caller 18 to win Rob's Change. Bonjour, Francois. You're caller 18. Hello.
Hello.
Oui, oui.
C'est la vie, sacré bleu, and all that.
Cigarette.
All right. Oui. We have had 9 guesses and 9 clues. It's a mega bucket with some very odd things said by Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, who's taking us on some kind of journey. If you have figured it out and can put it into a number, we will give you that amount of money. What's your answer?
4522.02.
$4,522.02.
You lose.
Oh, man. Yeah.
好，心情大好。
Again, no idea how he got there. He may be right on the right track. He may be nowhere near it. Not sure, and we can't really do anything about that. So all we can do is give you your next clue. Clue number 10 is 18. 1-8.
Come on.
That is your 10th clue. 1-8. 18. That's it.
Michelle!
That's the clue to round out the week. Now, speaking of rounding out the week, today is your last chance for the second chance giveaway of WinRomp's Change via Circles, the social media positivity app, which anybody can download for free in the App Store. It's Circles with an S. Once you're a user of Circles, you create a group chat in the Circles app with up to 7 of your friends who aren't current users of Circles. Remember to add the Circles buddy. You can find that when you're making your chat, which you do from the messages icon on the homepage. And you add in the Circles buddy. And then in that chat, you make guesses of what the answer to WinRomp's Change could be. And you have to do that by midnight tonight. That's it. It's over after that, your chance to win. Now, when we get a winner next week, 2 weeks, however long it takes, once we announce the number, because I am, there's only two people on the planet that know the number, Michelle and me, the guy, nobody at Circles knows, nobody anywhere else knows. So once we announce it, and it's sealed in an envelope, and it's dated and all that, it can't be changed or anything, then the Circles guys will go back through all the chats, and they'll find, did anybody get the number exactly? Okay, 4 people did somehow. Okay, who got it first? And that's, so somebody will win. There'll be a second winner through Circles with an S, the social media positivity app. Of course, for the deadline to invest as well, that ends today. Two things are not related, but the current WeFunder campaign ends to invest in Circles with an S today at 9 p.m. West Coast time, midnight Eastern. You can get there from radradio.com just by clicking on the Circles logo.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.